This is the Hot Corner on the Sports Superstation with your host, Ryan McKenna.
G'day, g'day, g'day. Welcome back to the Hot Corner for our second episode of the season. I'm host Ryan McKenna, and in today's podcast, we will take some of the stories surrounding baseball in this past week. There was not too much news, I'll be honest, but from the news that we've gathered here, there were a few contract extensions, a couple guys that retired, and a great start for a Jays prospect. I hope you enjoy this brief but fun episode of the Hot Corner. Let's kick things off with the news.
The Hot Corner News.
After having a great first rookie season with the Tampa Bay Rays, right-hander pitcher Wade Davis was rewarded for this with a contract extension on Thursday. Davis signed a four-year, $12.6 million deal that could see him earn upwards to $30 million-plus. The Rays hold a club option from 2015 through 2017. Hard way to believe that 2017 is, right around the bends, guys. Get ready. Davis won 12-10 last year, and in one start so far this year for the 0-5 Tampa Bay Rays, he went 6 1/3 innings, giving up 4 earned runs. Another guy that is very deserving to a contract extension, and that was awarded with one on Saturday, was second baseman for the San Francisco Giants, Freddie Sanchez. The World Series champs and Sanchez didn't make it a blockbuster extension, however. The deal is only worth one extra year, 2012, and Sanchez will be due to make $6 million. So far in 2011, Sanchez has not disappointed, having a 1.033 on-base percentage for the last-place Giants. Yes, I did say the last-place Giants. With all these guys getting contract extensions around the MLB, one guy that will not be getting one as of right now is Aaron Hill, who the Toronto Blue Jays declined a club option on. The option would have seen Hill in a Jays uniform until 2014, but with that said, there are still a couple of different extensions that the Jays have on the table and could still exercise before the World Series is over with. This is one complicated contract, ladies and gentlemen. Believe me. A couple of veteran outfielders decided to hang up the cleats this past week. One of the key pieces to the World Series run of the Chicago White Sox in 2005, Jermaine Dye, called it a career. Dye, who had 325 home runs in his career, tells MLB Daily Dish that he had two fond memories in his career. One, his first at-bat where he hit a home run, and two, getting a base hit up the middle in Game 4 of the 2005 World Series to win the World Series. The other man retiring is Randy Winn, who most recently had a stint in 2010 with the Yankees and the St. Louis Cardinals. He was designated for assignment by the Yankees, and then later on picked up by the Cardinals. The 36-year-old was released earlier by the Orioles after signing a minor league deal with them in the offseason. His 13-year career seen him have a .284 batting average. Pitcher Jeff Supan could potentially be back in a major league uniform here soon. Supan signed a minor league deal with the Kansas City Royals and will immediately report to Class AAA. At 36 years old, it's hard to think the veteran will be back in the majors, but then again, sometimes you just never know. 10 years ago, Supan was the ace of the Kansas City Royals, so times change, people change, talents diminish, life goes on. We'll see. What is going on in the American League East? I mean, the Red Sox are supposed to be the favorites to win the AL East and the World Series, but that division has been turned topsy-turvy. The Red Sox, who were 0-4 at the time of this broadcast, and the Baltimore Orioles, going way back to the days of Cal Ripken Jr., have had a perfect start to the season. Who would have thunk? I know I wouldn't have, but everyone needs to remember that it is still the first week of play in the season, and a lot can happen, everyone. The Red Sox just need one of their pitchers to step up, and everything will be okay. Who that will be, I'm not sure. I thought it'd be Lester, I thought it'd be Lucky, then I thought it'd be Josh Beckett. Neither of those guys have stepped up. They've all been shelled pretty good. So, time will tell, guys. Stay tuned for next week. Maybe we'll have something else on them. I had the pleasure of watching one of the Jays' top prospects, Kyle Drabek, pitch in his first start in 2011, and boy was it a doozy. Drabek, whom was penciled in to start the Jays' second game of the season with Brandon Mora on the shelf, and manager John Farrell wanting to add a power pitcher to the number 2 spot in the rotation, pitched unbelievable. He carried a no-hitter into the sixth inning and just caught the Twins off guard all afternoon with a great cutter. He finished with 7 innings pitched, allowing only 1 earned run, and that's good for a 1.29 ERA and a 78. And a nice quirky fact is that 78.6% of the pitches hit were ground balls. That's great for a few double plays here and there, which he got out of a couple jams with. This is a very exciting sight as a Jays fan, and hopefully this can continue for many years. Let's kick things over now to the injury report.
The Hot Corner Injury Report.
I don't know what these Major League Baseball players' mamas have been feeding their boys, but it has certainly not been treating their appendixes okay. That much I am sure of. Two players, Matt Holliday of the St. Louis Cardinals, an outfielder, and then just yesterday, Adam Dunn, the designated hitter of the Chicago White Sox, had to leave their respective teams and have emergency epidectomies this past week. It looks as though neither of them will land on the disabled list, however, which is great news for both the players and the teams. The Rays' brutal start did not get any better on Sunday when they placed All-Star third baseman Evan Longoria on the disabled list with an oblique injury. He will be out 3+ weeks. Joining him there will be Colorado Rockies ace Ubaldo Jimenez. Jimenez has suffered a thumb injury, and the DL stint is retroactive to April 2nd. That just about wraps things up here at the Hot Corner for Episode 2. I believe we have found a new release day for our podcast as well. Wednesday nights will now be our official airing night for the Hot Corner. Instead of TSN's Wednesday Night Hockey, how about the Hot Corner's Wednesday Night Baseball Talk? Come on! Greetings! I hope so. I think it'll be a lot of fun, and it works out for me well, and I hope it works out for you guys well to tune in. One final note before I kick it off to the boys for our end song. Just a note on the Barry Bonds trial. I will not be covering all the different daily changes that this trial takes, but I will cover the verdict of the whole trial. My source to keeping up to date with all of this is ESPN.com/MLB. They have a reporter covering that case, and it's very easy to get all the details that way. I believe today I watched a video of what actually transpired today, and what did transpire today is that the defense will sit, they won't call any further witnesses to the stage, and that also one charge was dropped from Bonds. Anyways, I will finish the episode with an appearance from the Taylor Gang, Wiz Khalifa, and Chris Brown will rock out to a song that I'm really digging right now. This one's called Bam, or Bomb, however you want to pronounce it. Khalifa came out with his first album on March 29, 2011, and on that CD, the hit single, All Black and Yellow. Have a great week, everyone, and I'm Ryan McKenna.
Chris Breezy.
All my ladies, put your hands up.
Yeah. Taylor Gang.
All my ladies, put your hands up.
You know we had to pass him some papers on this one. Let's go.
Let me get inside your booty and my conga. Ain't no question about my size, I give you the answer. Girl, you got that good, good, I already know. Tell it by your size, I know you a dancer. Rain derriere, I'ma call you Prancer. Booty paparazzi, pose for the camera.
All my ladies, if you got it, let me know. Thick in her hips, cold in her mother. Lick in her lips, a bad mother sucker. Apple looking so ripe, she make me wanna be. I give it to her all night, so she don't wanna leave.
If you got that bomb, bomb, ba bomb, ba bomb, bomb. No, you got that bomb, bomb, ba bomb, ba bomb, bomb. Ladies, put your hands up if you got that bomb, bomb.
Like a pill, nothing like
like the mother fellas heard it, you the shit. Girl, we should blow up together. Ooh, I know you got that bomb shit. Call it 9-11, I'm just trying to beat it up. He could do it acapella. We should go back to my crib, that's what I'ma tell her. Bring one or two of them, cause your friends looking kinda jealous. Rolling papers like propellers, blowing mozzarella. Lot of niggas in the club, who cares? I'm the realest. Tell the waitress, we gon' need more cases. And when you think the money's gone, I'm spending more faces. She a homeboy, but she want this. 6 cars, 8 chains, 3 cribs, 1 whiz.
My crib look like a lobby. I'm in that black Bugatti and I'm off that Colorado. I'm with that teleposse. These ladies wanna party and it's so much ice up on my neck. It look like I play hockey. So hold up, nigga, stop me. All these haters watch me. I give it up, your energy. You can call me cocky. Any stage or any beat, you know I'm a body. And Wiz roll that good shit up and he riding shoddy. Back
in the hips, cold than a mother. Dick in the lips, a bad mother. So apple looking so right. Give it to her all night, yeah. So she don't wanna leave. Got that bomb, 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 bomb. No, you got that bomb, 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 bomb. Ladies, put your hands up if you got that bomb, bomb.
Girl,
you got that bomb, 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 bomb.
Yup. So when your bitch smell like that good weed, man, blame it on me. You don't even blame Breezy, man. Blame that shit on me, man.
Follow us on Twitter. Twitter.com/rapdose.